the six representatives that we have. So I think that's going to be an issue before us and how we deal with it.
Dennis, don't apartment complexes have swimming pools for the owner, renter, or operator in most cases?
I don't know. That would be something to assess.
I would assume that most apartment complexes have
I don't know.
Generic apartment swimming pools.
Everyone I've seen has at least one.
Next, can I comment on the aquatic center
question? Not on the aquatic center, but more on the overall park situation in Dunwoody. We have 153 acres of parkland in Dunwoody. That represents our population being 43,000, less than 3 acres of park per 1,000 people in Dunwoody. It's way under what the federal government recommends, which is 10 acres. Per 1,000 people. So we're 30% of where we should be. If you look at DeKalb County as a whole, 7.5 acres per 1,000 people throughout DeKalb County. And we have very little land that we could convert into green space, trails, picnic areas and things that probably should be converted. But as far as Brook Run is concerned, back in the early 2000 time frame, a consulting firm called EDAW went in and did a master plan for that facility. And that master plan was a game plan for spending the $11.5 million that the county allocated to that facility to be part of the bond issue of 2006. And we've spent some $4.9 million of that on the park. As far as the future uses of that, there are some things in that master plan that probably will not be developed that will free up some of the funds. But some of the things that will be done in that park are such things as maybe taking the auditorium and converting that into a more center for performing arts, which is a real resource. We probably will not have an aviary. I don't think that's something that we need day one, and something like this could in fact be allocated. Funds could be allocated to that facility as opposed to building an aviary there. But there is a master plan in place for Brook Run, and one of the other facilities that we hope to develop even further, I think, is the Donaldson Chestnut property, which is 3 acres property that represents a message of a really lifestyle in Dunwoody in 1870, and that was a 6,000-acre plantation. And we would like to see, I think, that developed into a farm life museum for our community. But something like this certainly could be an additive to that, an aquatic center, because I know the one in Gwinnett County is certainly world class. I think the things we want to look at are things that will be additive not only to the community, but will be additive to our resources, our hotels and motels that maybe would attract people into our community as a result of having these kind of facilities.
And we'll get a chance on a specific community meeting looking at the specific program for Parks and Recreation. Was there another topic? Is it still on Parks and Recreation? All right. Okay. I'm going to take us two more so we can get through some of the land use, transportation, and other issues. Let's start. Yes, ma'am.
How big of a space do you need for something, for a little parcel of land to be considered a park?
Did I know? It's not a specific range. It depends on your function. So you can have pocket parks. You can require development to put in, your by function. So if you mean for recreation, for ballparks, there's a certain number. It depends what your purpose is. And you would want, I would hope, a variety of functions, open space, pocket parks, as well as
like a place to sit and eat lunch, maybe if you're walking or something. Because if we have seems like they have a lot of parking places in Dunwoody. They're not always being used, or they're being used at different times of the day, so it's not all at one time that they're needed. And it just seems like there could be these little mini parks where people could just sit and have their lunch or something in a little shady area that creates an idea of more green space than what we've really got instead of these large parks. So that would be something I would like to see discussed as we move further.
Quality over quantity, sounds like. If not, from the board.
Shared parking.
Yes, shared parking.
To create parks.
Shared parking and consolidate parking so you create more open space. There's some comments over here.
I have a real quick question.
Yes, sir.
We have 153 acres of green space in Dunwoody. Every time you read the paper, you always per term is given a different acreage. I mean, it's a finite amount of acreage. What is the acreage for a floor? Nobody ever tells us what it is.
102 acres.
It started out at 72.
102.
That's basically two-thirds of our
Yes, sir.
Dalrymple, I know there's not time to discuss this, but I think it needs to be pointed out that as little space as we have for parks, we don't have control over them. They still belong to DeKalb County, and whatever planning we do here has to be predicated on the basis that we are able to successfully obtain control over those areas. And that may be a big issue for this group to discuss later.
Would it be possible to add on decreasing park or green space to land use opportunities?
As well, to the land use component.
Yeah.
As an issue. Can I move over to some of the other topics on transportation, population, economic development? Are there things that you want to make sure we talk about when we get on here tonight? There's more opportunities, but I want to get a sense so we can arm ourselves when we come to some of your future meetings. Yes, sir.
Yes, I have gotten involved the last 5 years in public works with the county for the city before it was a city. And the five resident commercial areas that we have are pretty well linked, with the exception of Georgetown. It's not linked at all, and it's in the comprehensive plan that exists today with DeKalb County called a town center. They use the term regional center, and that's perimeter, what we know as perimeter center. Town center, that's Georgetown. And then neighborhood centers, and that is the village, Dunwoody Village, the Mount Vernon shopping area, Old Orchard, out by the McDonald's, etc., and Winter's Chapel are all neighborhood centers. And they have all of their official characteristics for those five. And the two that are the highest density from everything you see and everything that's self-evident to us, as we all know in this room, Dunwoody so well, are Georgetown and the perimeter center area. And they are not linked whatsoever other than by getting on the fast access 285. And so to me, the corridor that has to long range be absolutely the number one to look at is linking Georgetown with perimeter center. Whether it's part of the revived 285 process, and it's in the somewhat right-of-way for the elevated trains or whatever is going to happen there. And there are opportunities, I believe, to long-term. Remember, it's a 2030 plan. Perimeter Center East is far from finished as far as developing. Everybody knows where that is, behind the Exxon, behind parkways. There is still a lot of fairly low-density office, et cetera, back there. There's a long-range strategic plan. I think it's very important. We look for putting a transportation link between Perimeter Center and Georgetown.
I think, just quickly, it's really important to add a link between the Dunwoody Village and Perimeter Center. Maybe a trolley, it's a land-based trolley, like Buck system in downtown Buckhead, where you can hop on a bus and you don't have to pay a fare. It just goes in a circle. And Emory has a very similar situation where you just hop on a bus and it just does a circuitous route, and that's an inexpensive way of getting people from A to B to C without adding to the traffic. I think you can do that in the short term without a lot of money.
Did everyone hear that about a shuttle and connecting? Did everyone hear back there what you're saying about connecting Dunwoody Village to the other, which is perimeter, to other locations in the city? So, ways to connect, think about shuttles or other ways to connect from your destination spots. Hands over here.
I don't know where it falls,
yes.
But there's an opportunity to develop smart mixed-use by perhaps shot or higher density, but higher density. Development within Dunwoody that combines all the elements of residential, office, retail, shopping.
Everyone hear that over here? Where's your opportunities in the right places to have higher density, maybe smarter mixed growth, mixed uses in certain areas of the city, and find opportunities for that? Yes, sir.
Richard, I want to go back to the connection piece. I think there's an opportunity to use bicycle paths in the next door to different areas of the galaxy, and look at shuttles, versus other forms of transportation. That's a possibility. We Chateau, Georgetown, North Springs, there's definitely a change where bicycle captain there, and that's for juggling, which at least some block of traffic as opposed to park traffic. And the same thing from the village down to on Ashford Dundee as well, there's opportunities for bicycle captain as well.
So locations for bike connections. In a couple moments, we're going to bring out some maps, and we can put it on there, some locations, if you don't mind, with dots and literally writing on where these connections you're talking about, we'll put them on a map. Are there other comments? Yes, ma'am. Issues, opportunities?
I had a question. Can you explain what you mean by the first bullet under housing opportunities?
There was a question about the housing opportunities, if you want to steal it. I'll bring it back. There's a statement here that says there's employment and housing densities generated by Printer Center that have sufficient conditions for transit. That means you have a lot of employment and a lot of housing. So for transit options, that's a good place where you could attract transit, where rules for where you're going to invest in transit, whether it's rapid bus or the shuttle or the rail, those densities are required for transit. There's an additional statement about it. We're going to develop a question. Well, I wanted to explain the first piece of it. And then it talks about the development of senior housing, that because you're combining two thoughts there with how much is existing there for transit, and then saying, what about senior housing? That could be a potential opportunity to address your housing choices since you've got some transit opportunities. And I hear some absolute no's over here, and that's the important part of the discussion. So when you're shaking your head, senior housing is not an appropriate use you want to see.
No, that's not it. It's the linkage between transit and senior housing. I mean, I have elderly parents, and they're not transit. It would be I'd never see them again.
And for those who are not allowed, who don't have driving and don't have folks who can't drive them elsewhere, who are the seniors who want that opportunity, there is special populations who are going to have that need, and some of the numbers that say when you're not able to drive, if you don't have someone driving you, then what are your options? So there's that assumption that transit provides it,
especially for the medical corridor.
So is that reasonable or still not? Do other people have comments about that, about transit and the options of senior housing that are building?
I think it's identifying in the population an issue that 23% of the population is over 65. And there's a phenomenon out there called a naturally occurring retirement community, which is describes a community that has the amenities and facilities that makes it beneficial for people who are aging to remain in their community. And that translates to a lot of the physical characteristics of the area. It's walkability, connections to transit, the linkages that we're talking about that make it easier for people who say don't drive anymore, can't drive, it's challenging. And so I think it translates to housing called out in the housing opportunities.
So population, because of aging in place, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Aging in place, so what it will mean, if you have facilities, if you want to stay in the same city, what will you need as you get to a point in your life?
And that could be an item that you could add to land use and transportation, as well as, of course, where somebody tried to talk about housing transit.
That's the other one.
A bunch of items in that one else to issue can actually carry over to our current materials.
Any other comments on that? And then, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I remember specifically, some of them are dead now, but they might resurrect. But I don't mean people. I'm sorry. Over the last year, 2 years,
yes.
The Dunwoody Homeowners Association meetings on Sunday nights,
yes.
There have been two major proposals in the past, so that means in the future I'm sure there'll be more like them. One of which, I don't know the name of the group, or someone here might know, but it's for the piece of property that's where the Exxon station is, right across from it. There's an old bank that used to be a First Atlanta, and then it became Wachovia. It's right near Ravinia and all of that, that has parcel right across from the center. It was proposed originally to be a smaller hotel and then also a senior residence tower. Then it was changed to be a Marriott Renaissance property, okay. Not the senior tower.
Okay.
But then High Street, the big development outfit out of, I believe it's the Massachusetts or Boston, which there may be some in the room that know a lot more about that than I. But I do remember that they were pitching and proposing from the Dunwoody MARTA station. That's the grassy area that has nothing on it right there at Hammond and Perimeter Center Parkway. From that grassy area all the way up to what used to be Comp City and now is the wine store. That whole stretch. A massive development project. And they also had, I think it was 13 acres across in Sandy Springs towards Cox. That entire thing was also to include senior housing in addition to other things. So I just wanted to point out that the heavy hitters that have been looking about developing things in Dunwoody have already talked about including major components for senior housing. So it's not a wild, crazy idea.
Frank Lockridge, I live in one of those areas you talked about. It is now the town. It's called Zero Lot Ash Homes, and it's a one-story level home, reasonably close to transit facilities. But as we talk about these transit facilities, I'm really excited to hear the light transit, the small buses, bike trails, and so forth, which we need to make sure we're coordinating heavy transit tomorrow with your plan, as you go ahead with your plan. The destruction of Dunwoody Park Drive has been terrible. I mean, it's costing us money. It's going to cost us tax money. That is like, that street is not designed to handle our traffic. I mean, I live there, and it's just totally destroyed. The road is almost like a physical pathway. Some plans to put a sidewalk there. That's the joke, but you won't have a sidewalk there. Do it again. So you need to plan where these big buses are going to go. Now, yep, there's apartments in there. There's multi-family housing in there. We need MARTA lines there, but those folks can walk through those kids. And you don't have to have it come right from the center of the apartment complex, is what I'm saying. So going up and down Shallowford, going up and down Chadwick, Dunwood, maybe okay. That cut through street is just not designed.
And we'll have folks working on with the MARTA transit at the transportation meeting to specifically mark out the pros and cons and document exactly what you're saying, and what's the better alternative given the constraints on the site. Were there any other comments? I go ahead.
I want a question to premise that we're going to add 53,000 in 2030.
Yes. Automatic straight following exactly what we made it a lower percentage per year.
And the other part of it was looking at, you do have some areas that are already rezoned and were received approval for some of larger and high-rise types of housing development. So there was a potential. And you have a little bit of small percentage of undeveloped in areas, a small percentage where you could potentially redevelop. But that number is based on those kind of items, but that would, depending on your land use choices. Now, as you go through and you talk to your council members and put the plan together of where you want to have people, and you can say, here's a scenario. You can say, let's look at what kind of population and what kind of housing and units and those kind of constraints you want to have. So it's based on this twofold, looking at your trend, constraining it a little bit because it wasn't realistic that, you know, you're a God-supplying area. But some of it was assuming, but some of it was zoning, and we looked and checked some of the zones that were approved in the past that could potentially come to fruition if there was a potential for that. There's probably other folks here more involved with that process. Do you have a comment on that?
I think we ought to consider somewhere along the line whether
we ought to consider a improvement for the city's sake itself, or that is the existing residents, or should we consider attracting new residents? That seems to be
a simple question
that needs to be answered.
Yeah, and what's your preference?
Mine?
Yeah, what you're saying. Yeah. The discussion in general of with your, where would you want?
Let me just estimate that I would assume that the majority of people here are more interested in improving the quality of life for the existing population.
And not seeking to attract more population.
Yeah. You agree?
I agree with that. Basically, what we're talking about is a median income of $100,000 in this area. Most of the older houses are on a half-acre lot, and almost all of them that have children have playgrounds in the backyard and all that sort of thing, unless you belong to a tennis club, which often had playground equipment. They had the summertime equipment, or equipment available on all these different schools. When school was not in session, the kids could go play there on the swings. I'm not knocking any of that, but when you start talking about 5,000 square foot lots, when most of us have a 20,000 square foot lot, you're talking not only population density, you're talking, in my opinion, you're talking a change in aesthetics, because our neighborhoods are beautiful on half-acre lots. You have all the big trees and all of that, and I don't see how you can cut it down to 5,000 square foot. That's 8 per acre. Living units, you're going to have traffic problems, you're going to have all sorts of things that we don't have now.
And I'm going to take two more comments, and we're going to move on to the mapping. Yes, sir.
Just, and to your point, that may be why our low green space is not as big of an issue here, because our general lot size is large. So we already have a high quality of life. You're going to put pressure on the green space issue if we reduce lot sizes.
One final, just to be a contrarian, how many people here are in a two-story home that might want to stay in the Dunwoody area but want to move into a different type of house, such as this gentleman spoke earlier about a zero lot line house or something that was more conducive and a lot less house to take care of?
Works for me. I live on a
Thank you. There'll be more chances to talk about issues and opportunities. We're going to come back with a set of another list coming back as we go through each of these meetings. I want to spend the last time that we have together working on a map and we're going to ask the list staff to help us. We're going to organize it through the center eight, through the center tables. I'm going to ask these folks to move once already because we're trying to get folks to move up here. We're going to put a map on eight of the tables here. This one, the six here, this one, and that one, back over there. And we're going to look at a map. We're going to do an exercise together. We're going to bring up a flip chart to each one of the tables that has a map. That's why you have markers there and you've got these post-its.